Welcome to the Self-Edit Podcast. I'm your host and best life guide, Jenna Bewint, a self-development educator, life designer, and life advisor. This podcast is for you if you want to design your masterpiece life through personal growth, self-awareness, and self-discovery. Together, we'll uncover frameworks and strategies to intentionally add what elevates you and subtract what no longer serves you. You can expect unfiltered truths and imperfect progress because real transformation gets messy. Listen, the road to self-actualization and self-mastery is rocky, but we're holding space for grace and doing a whole lot of do-overs around here. Whether you want more confidence, creativity, or mindful decision-making, we've got you covered. Through insightful interviews, outside-the-box ideas, and practical tools, we're on a mission to help think more highly of ourselves and unlock unlimited potential. This podcast will shift how you show up for yourself, your relationships, and your purpose. Say yes to you this year, hit subscribe now, and let's start the big edit, editing our lives to become better versions of ourselves. It's a solo job, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's journey together. Welcome back to the Self-Edit Podcast. I am your host, Jenaba. This episode is going to be all about balance, okay? It's called the Balance Edit, and this is a topic that my friend group and I, we often discuss. It is clear at this point, everyone knows that I don't believe in balance, and I'm not a fan of obsessing over balance and chasing balance and all these type of things, right? So in this episode, we're going to talk about what balance means, what's the definition, right? What balance means to me as a busy creator, mom, wife, solopreneur, freelancer, consultant, all the hats, somebody that is doing the most every single day, like myself. And we're going to redefine the expectation of balance in our lives. First off, I just want to put this out there. Expectation is usually the mother of disappointment. That's one of my favorite quotes. I don't know who said it, but it's definitely true. Tread lightly with expectations, especially expectations that we put on other people. Really expectations, period, because expectations of ourselves, expectations that we put on other people, and an expectation that we put on like certain things like balance in our life. So as I said, I really don't believe in the practice of balance. I believe in theory, in definition, what balance means. But I don't believe in it in practice. I don't expect balance in my day-to-day life. Therefore, there's no disappointment attached to not having balance. And I'm free from that expectation of balance altogether. I just want to put that out there. So by definition, like Webster, like the Googles, what is balance? Balance is defined as the point between two opposite forces that is desirable over purely one state or another, such as balance between two things, polar opposites. It's a law by itself. In law by itself, it's controlling chaos, being overly unmanageable. Balance is being that point that minimizes the negatives between both. Harvard Medical, hey, shout out to Harvard, my friends. My Harvard friends. If you know, you know. Like, y'all, Harvard does not know me, but I was there. Balance is the ability to distribute your weight in a way that lets you stand or move without falling or recover if you trip. Good balance requires coordination of several parts of the body, the central nervous system, inner ear, eyes, muscles, bones, and joints. Yeah, just based on those basic definitions of balance, not even balance in life. How are humans having balance? Like, hello? How are you having balance when no 2 days are alike? No 2 days are the same. No 2 experiences are the same. No 2 moments are the same, right? It just doesn't make sense to me. balance to me is about how you prioritize your choices and decisions that you have to make each and every moment, each and every day, and creating space and peace for you to make those choices and live with those choices and priorities that you have made, which is often an unbalanced experience in how we navigate that, right? And advocating for yourself and your priorities and your needs as you make those choices and decisions. It's ebbs and flows, it's ups and downs. I always think of balance like when we were on the seesaw and you had somebody that was heavier, you had somebody that was lighter get on the seesaw. It was always unbalanced. It was going up, either it was up or it was down, right? And then you have very, very few times, very rarely would you have two kids get on that seesaw that were the same exact weight, same exact body weight distribution, and then it would be equal. Like whenever you had that happen, it was like, oh my God, like it was a crazy moment, right? Because like the definition said, and like I just said, very few times were there two things that were the same, had the same weight, had the same polar opposite, had the same connection, had the same distribution. And I think that that's why I don't believe in balance, because very few times are you going to have something in your life that is the same from a priority standpoint, like two priorities that are equal in importance, in urgency, in beliefs. Are you going to have that? Like that rarely happens. So therefore you're putting one thing over another. That day you might have deprioritized rest to spend time with your significant other or your kid or to work on your business or whatever. So, you know, we eventually know that when you deprioritize rest, that leads to burnout. So it's just not. This the balance thing is not really working out for me, okay? So I just want to share my opinion. I'm not really trying to change y'all mind. I'm just out here saying. So let's move on. I've been thinking about this episode for a long time, probably about since the end of last year. I knew that I was going to create this episode when I relaunched my podcast, The Self Edit. It's so cute, right, y'all? So I've been thinking about it for a minute, and I actually noted two podcasts last year. I think maybe one of them came out the beginning of this year, where they were talking about their opinions and their definition and their thoughts on balance. One is from the male perspective. It's similar to what I believe, I think, but I think because it's a male perspective, it kind of shows up in a different way. And then one is a female perspective. Both of them are from entrepreneurs. So I listen to a whole bunch of entrepreneurship stuff, obviously. And so, you know, their interest and lifestyle is a little bit different than somebody who is not an entrepreneur, but I think you can take from both of these clips. So I'm gonna let these clips play and then we're gonna talk about it. One is from Emma, I think her name is Greedy. She is the co-founder, I think even lead, I think she's the CMO as well. Co-founder of Skims with the Kardashians, but she is the Black woman behind Skims. She's also Caribbean. I love her. Shout out to her. And here is her thoughts on balance. Let me get into this clip.
I think it's very important that we stop talking about this idea of like balance, because there is no balance in my life. Like it's rubbish, you know. It's like I have to go wherever the energy is that morning, and my children have to fit around that. Nothing's changed. Like I said, I'm still the same person. And four children, yes, it changes the kind of, you know, routine of your day, but it doesn't change who you are fundamentally. And I am one of those people that think, you know, my children have to fit around me. and that's just a fact. Yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I'll say is...
Okay, let's unpack this. First of all, she said something that I'm going to touch on in a different episode, probably the motherhood edit. I'm going to have a guest. I probably have a few guests join me on that episode. An agreement, or I guess a belief that my husband and I talked about and agreed on before we even had kids, is that the kids were going to fit into our lives and we weren't going to fit into theirs. Like, we weren't going to adjust our lives and how we run our house to fit the kid was going to have to fit into that. So I just want to put that out there. I love that she said that. That was beautiful. TBD on that, because I know that that's going to be that's going to be like a bomb. Okay. When we talk about that on the podcast, she says she doesn't believe in balance. She gets into it a little bit more later, but in that episode, that was her appearing on the Jay Shetty podcast. I can't tell y'all the episode number because I don't have it up right now. But she shares that it's just like every day is different, right? Like, some days it's ebbs and flows. It's ebbs and flows in the day. It's ebbs and flows in the routine. It's different energies that happen throughout the day. Okay, now we are going to get into this clip from Earn Your Leisure. They did a whole episode on balance. This one is pretty long. I'm going to try to see if I could speed it up so that we can talk about it. Let's get into it.
I think it's important to really talk about balance and what does it really mean. So very rarely in life are you going to have balance. I think that the whole goal of life is to be unbalanced so you can achieve balance, but you have to be unbalanced at a certain point to achieve balance. So this isn't theory. In 2015, I was on the couch in my parents' house. Things wasn't going good for me, but that was an opportunity for me to stay up till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning and really master social media. Told myself how to edit a variety of different things where I was just playing around with apps. Mike would give me a suggestion about this app, and then I would take 3 hours to learn the app and then make content and then do this. I had a career as a financial advisor that I had to do from 9 to 5 or longer. And then from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody was asleep and it was cemetery silence, I could close the blinds and I would work. That was extremely unbalanced and continued that even now, right? But these are sacrifices that were made 8 years ago to get me to the point where I am now. Mm-hmm. So I think that the idea or the fairy tale of a balanced life is something that is unrealistic for anybody that's trying to achieve greatness, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you're a business owner. So it's your responsibility to be able to communicate this to your wife, significant other, children, and they have to understand how to deal with disappointment, because the sacrifices that you're making are luxuries that they're provided. So this is an unbalanced life that I've never seen anybody that has had any level of balance that have achieved a high level of success. When we met Robert Smith, it was 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. He was already working and he told us that he was flying out that next day, and he flies out all the time. Mm-hmm. East out. Every single person, same story, flying, they're in different countries, different continents. That may seem like it's a lavish life that they're living, but they're sacrifices that's made. They're not with their family.
Okay, so some important things that was said about balance from the male perspective is that it's an illusion. And anyone that is trying to achieve greatness, I think that this applies to anybody, even if you're not an entrepreneur. But if you have goals and you are trying to achieve anything, I think that balance is going to be unrealistic, and it's definitely an illusion, because you're going to have priorities. You're going to disappoint yourself. You're going to disappoint people around you, friend groups, kids, significant others, spouses, family members, because you're going to have to prioritize things over them at times. And this is just how it goes. Like sometimes I'm winning on the motherhood side of things. But if there's a day where I've prioritized motherhood, I'm a super mom, I'm really dialed in, I'm really present. Please believe that there are some other things that have fell to the wayside. There are some other things that have fallen to the wayside because I have chosen to prioritize my children or motherhood in that moment or in that day, right? I'm gonna be happy in those moments. They're gonna be happy. I probably have 50 million things going through my head because that's just me. But that's just an example of how, like, you prioritize certain things and it might not take the whole day, but it's definitely taking a half day or a moment or an hour or whatever. And you have now made a decision and made the choice to prioritize something over something else, AKA unbalance. So that's my thoughts on that. Now, you know, I always had to head of facts. I always had to understand what the expert's saying, understand other opinions and perspectives other than my own, right? So I went to my favorite AI. I don't have to go to Google anymore, y'all. Matter of fact, we're going to go into this episode sponsor. This episode of The Self Edit is sponsored by my new startup company, Soft Life Engineering, and Anthropic, who makes Claude AI. Soft Life Engineering is a AI bootcamp, AI edtech company where we teach AI skills and promote AI literacy for Black and Brown communities, okay? So, Anthropic. Listen, y'all, I love Anthropic. Claudicia is my friend, my work buddy, my work bestie. It is the AI system by Anthropic. And I used it to create this episode. I use it to research my topic. I use it to do all of my use case research to get all of my examples. I also used it for creating these show notes for this episode and to pull up some AI informed SEO descriptions and SEO content for this episode. Now, if you are not using AI, generative AI, for your everyday uses, for your everyday work, for your business, for your corporate 9-to-5, listen, you're falling behind. So get with Soft Life Engineering, get with Anthropic and Claude. And if you respond to this podcast, DM Soft Life Engineering or DM me, Jenna Bewint, on socials, we will send you a tutorial about how to use AI for your podcast. Okay, I'm back. So here's what I asked AI. I gave it a prompt. I said, I want to know what the experts are saying. Wellness experts, life coaches, psychologists, I want them to give me some ideas on balance, what balance is. So let's get into it. Brené Brown, love her, saw her speak at Women Evolve last year, says that the idea of a balanced life is a myth. Instead, we should aim for a life that is fulfilling, meaningful, and aligned with our goals. I couldn't have said that better. Let's go on. Susan David, Dr. Susan David, who is a psychologist and author, esteemed, says that the pursuit of balance can actually lead to more stress and anxiety. Instead of striving for balance, we should focus on being present in the moment and making choices that align to our values and priorities. Child, I could have been an expert because I already said all of this. Okay, Deepak Chopra, we all know him, wellness expert, author. I don't even know. I don't know the other accolades to add on, but very esteemed, I got one of his books in my Amazon cart, says there is no one size fits all approach to living a fulfilling life. What works for one person may not work for another, and that's okay. The key is to find what works for you and be intentional about how you spend your time and energy. Let's go on. Richard Branson, Virgin, you know, brand, billionaire, says work-life balance is one of the most important things for a successful and happy life. It's about finding the rhythm between work and play and between effort and ease. I love this one because I definitely feel like it's an ebbs and flow on managing your energy and time, aka your priorities, your goals, your dreams, and finding that right rhythm between work and play, which is like an ongoing process or a cycle, I would say, and not about finding a thing. Michelle Obama, Forever FLOTUS, says women in particular need to keep an eye on their physical and mental health, because if we're scurrying to and from appointments or errands, we do not have a lot of time to take care of ourselves. We need to do a better job at putting ourselves higher on our own to-do list. Okay. I often sometimes do that with my to-do list. Friend to the show, Ari, always says that. Ari, I think she changed her name. She used to be Ari Talks Tech on Instagram. Says that she puts herself on the top of her to-do list every day, like literally. So I started doing that too. And oftentimes I will just pencil my name in at the top of my to-do list and just say like, Jenaba is the most important thing today, which I love that. I love that for me. So Warren Buffett says, you can't have 100% work life and 100% home life. It's not a balancing act. It's a trade-off you make. 1,000%. It's definitely a trade-off. Everything is a trade-off. Like, you're putting one thing in front of another. You're putting one thing above something else. And I just think you have to find peace in a rhythm in that decision-making process with yourself. Elizabeth Gilbert, she's a author. I think she's a life coach too. Says that balance is not a passive resting place. It takes work. It takes giving and taking, the raking out and the putting in. I think this is so important too, like to determine why are you prioritizing certain things? Why are you giving more energy to certain things or not other things? It's super important. And kind of just going, making an inventory of your priorities and what your ins and outs are. I think this is why I'm one of the reasons why journaling or kind of keeping an inventory track of your day is so important, because you can see like week after week, what are you constantly prioritizing and why, and what are you constantly deprioritizing and why in your life? So to sum it all up, all these people, all these experts, entrepreneurs, psychologists, life coaches, what they're saying is that balance is not about achieving a perfect equilibrium between work and life. It's really just about making conscious and intentional choices about prioritizing your self-care, finding your inner peace, and accepting your trade-offs as necessary. It's an active process and it requires like effort from you. It really requires a lot of self-awareness to know what's important to you and what's not important to you versus what the world is saying, or your family or your friends or whoever is saying should be important to you and should be a priority to you. But making that conscious decision, that intentional decision about what is important to you and what is a priority to you day to day. I need to take some water because I'm dropping gems. Okay. I'm a little bit, my voice is definitely going out. let me get this water, y'all. And then having the courage and the confidence to make those adjustments where it's necessary to prioritize your own well-being, fulfillment, and joy when you're making these decisions in your life. I really want to get into just a few more definitions about what balance is and what balance, having a balanced life is. So Arianna Huffington previously of the Huffington Post, love her, says that we need to redefine success beyond money and power to include well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving. We need to realize that burnout is not the price we pay for success. Taking care of ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and spirit is essential to achieving true balance. Eckhart Tolle, which I am reading his book, I believe that this is the most important, one of the most important books that I read last year, called The Power of Now. I'm going to get into that book review on social media a little bit later at some point soon. Eckhart Tolle says, when you are in balance, you are in a state of grace. You are in the flow of life. You are in harmony with the present moment. You are not resisting life. You are embracing it fully. So I take that to mean that, first of all, when you are feeling balanced, you're giving yourself grace. You are aligned with the natural flow of life, and you're in harmony with the present moment, and you're not thinking about the things that you could have done, should have done, would have done. You acknowledge that trade-off. You acknowledge that you had to deprioritize like 5-10 things, whatever, to be in that present moment, and you're at peace with the priority and the choice and the decision that you've made in that present moment. And I love that. And then lastly, Sheryl Sandberg. Is she a Facebook? Whatever, y'all. I don't remember. She says, she's a tech mogul. She says that there's no such thing as work-life balance. There's work and then there's life. There is no balance. Okay, Sheryl, say that. We have to stop pretending that we can do it all and have it all. We have to make choices and prioritize what matters most to us at any given time. Child, this might be my favorite excerpt or thought process definition on what is balance and what isn't balance. So I'm gonna read it again. There's no such thing as a work-life balance. There's work and then there's life. There is no balance. We have to stop pretending that we can do it all and have it all. We have to make choices and prioritize what matters to us at any given time. The end, that's all in period. Okay, Sheryl, give that to us. So balance, all in all, it's not about, again, this made up fairy tale that all things are gonna be in union and in harmony. It's just an ongoing process of making these intentional and prioritize decisions based on what matters to us and what is giving us the most fulfillment, meaning, alignment, purpose, joy at that given time, and being okay accepting those trade-offs and adjustments, making the adjustments to achieve that state of peace. And it requires, of course, self-awareness, adaptability, and the willingness to take care of yourself. Put yourself at the top of your to-do list, physically, mentally, and emotionally, each and every day. Ultimately, I just think balance is a state of well-being. It's a state of happiness. It's a state of living in your inner truth and prioritizing your life satisfaction. I want to hear from you. I want to know what balance means to you. Hit me up on socials, DM me, Jennifer Wendt on Instagram. If you are one of my LinkedIn friends, I'm also Jennifer Wins. I'm Jennifer Wins everywhere at this point, except in my email. You can email me as well. I haven't gotten around to changing that and getting a new email for this podcast, child. It's called Balance and Priorities. You can email me at hi@gentalkstech.com. I want to know, what is your definition of balance? What is a balanced life? What does it mean to you? How does balance show up in your life or not show up in your life? Where are you unbalanced? Where are you balanced in your life right now? Let me know how you enjoyed this episode of The Self-Edit. Give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. And go ahead and share this podcast with a friend. Sharing is caring. Until next time. Keep editing your life and not your dreams. You are the most important project in your life. So hit Control, Alt, Delete, and reset as many times as you need to. Life is just one big copy paste and one big edit.